Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. And we're so excited tonight to be back on our radio broadcast on this evening. I give God all praise tonight. I give God reverence to with my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God for another opportunity to study his word. I give him all the glory on tonight, and I just thank him for everything that he does. I give God praise. We're going to get ready to go into our devotion. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 141. Lord, I cry unto thee. Make haste unto me. Give ear unto my voice when I cry unto thee. Let my prayers be set forth before thee, and incense as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. Incline not my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked work with men that work iniquity. And let me not eat of their dainty. Let the righteous smite thee. It shall be a kindness, and like him reprove me. It shall be an excellent oil, which shall not break my head. For yet my prayers also shall be in thy calamity. When thy judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth the cleavage, and cleaveth wood upon the earth. But mine eyes are unto thee, O God, the Lord. In thee is my trust. Leave not my soul destitute. I have just read you from Psalm 141, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers of his, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song now.
Here, from every heart,
I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath
triumph gloriously. The horse and its rider have he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my Father God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his horse hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captain also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depth have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, have dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, would consume them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto the Lord, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Thou stretched out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto the holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Eden shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitations of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon thee. By the greatness of thy arm, they shall be all still as a stone, till thy people pass over, O Lord. Till the people pass over which thou hast purchased, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountains of thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for them to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariot and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tamarind in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tamarinds and with dances. And Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Meriah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made. Then he made for them a statue and an audience. And there he proved them and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that have healed thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the water. Chapter 16. And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came upon the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of children of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pot, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will bring bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel at evening, then ye shall know that the Lord hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hath hither your murmuring, for that he heareth your murmuring against the Lord. And what are we that ye murmur against us? And Moses says, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to fulfill for, that the Lord heareth your murmuring when ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmuring are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmuring. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in a cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at eve ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoar frost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had nothing lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left it until the morning, and it breeded worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them, and they gather it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and see it that ye will see it, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses bade them. And it did not stink, neither was there any worms therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there should be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for us to gather, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that the Lord have given you the Sabbath, therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day, and the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, and it was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafer made with honey. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded, fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer, fill the manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generation. And the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now an omer is a tenth part. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get ready to answer these questions. I got them right. Y'all know I'm always so missing. What was the son of Moses about? What was that son of Moses? Because you know in chapter 15, it was a son. That was a son of almost the whole chapter 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was basically about God killing the people, you know, mm-hmm. in the waters and all of that.
Yeah. That's right. It was a song about how God delivered them. He killed the people, killed the enemy for them in the Red Sea. That's right.
Mhm. I came up with a song of thanksgiving.
Well, that's good too.
No,
that's really what it is. It was a song because you know Miriam and her sisters, I think it was, got out there with a tambourine, and they did the tambourine, and they danced and played that tambourine a while, and they sung. Mm-hmm. It was a Thanksgiving cry. You know, it was a cry of Thanksgiving because they had been delivered. That's why they were singing that song. They sung that song, honey. I would have been singing too because they had been delivered. They were singing, I was seen unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. They were singing, the horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him an habitation, my Father God. I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Don't tell me they were singing like white people. That's what they were singing. That was awesome. That was a song of Thanksgiving. That's what it was. It was a deliverance song. A Thanksgiving and deliverance, because they had been delivered from the enemy. Mm-hmm, that was good. So what did the people of Israel complain about in the wilderness of Shur?
They didn't have nothing to eat. Well, really nothing to drink. And they was just saying, like, you got us all the way over here for us to die of starvation.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. What happened when Moses threw a tree in the water? Did I skip one? No. What happened when Moses threw a tree in the water?
The water became sweet.
That's right. Yep, it became sweet. Chapter 16 now. How long had it been since Israel had left Egypt and until they were in the wilderness of sin? How long had it been when it came out?
Just 1 month.
Let me see, 2 months, I think. Let me see. 2 months and 15 days. 2.5 months.
Okay. I came up with something else.
It's up in verse 1, was the 15th day of the second month, in verse 1. What were the children of Israel complaining about now? What was they complaining about now?
Oh, now they was hungry.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's right. What did Moses tell Israel that God would do for them? I'm trying to find the verses in.
He would rain down manna from heaven.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Apostle, I have a question about our first question about how long it took. So it was April when they left on the 15th, right?
In the second month.
In the second, yeah, so the first month
was April.
Is when everything happened, right? So that's when they left. And so now it's the second month on the 15th.
Yeah. That's what I said, the second month on the 15th.
So it took 1 month. You said it took 2 months. I was just trying to get a good understanding because I had really, really looked and searched into it and broke those words down.
Let me see what it says here in the commentary. Well, it says, on my commentary, said it has been only about 2.5 months since the Israelites left Egypt. I don't know. That's what the commentary say. What's your commentary say? I mean, my Bible saying it, and the commentary saying it. I don't. I don't know. Look in your commentary and see what it says. Lala. Okay. Okay, number three. What did Moses tell Israel that God would do for them? Okay, he said, okay. He said that he would give them meat to eat in the evening and bread to eat in the morning, enough to fill them. That's verse 3. Question 3. And number 4, what did God give Israel to satisfy their complaints?
He gave them bread or mara.
Manna. That's right. He gave them manna. He gave them quail. That's a bird. I mean, you can buy quail at the store now. But quail is almost like a chicken. And manna. That's what was provided for them to eat. Number 5, how much of the food were the children of Israel to gather each day? How much was they supposed to gather? And I think that's in verse 5, and it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare. Wait a minute.
Is it verse 16?
It's verse 4.
It's verse 4, okay. It says, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. So they're supposed to just get so much, enough for their size of their the men and women in their house, their family, they're supposed to just get so much and leave the rest of it. And if they try to take more than what they supposed to, it would turn the worms and try to keep it overnight and stuff. And, you know, store back like I probably would have tried to, too. Keep some for later if I get hungry. But it turned into maggots. That's what happened. It turned into worms and it spoiled and stank and stuff like that. So he was just trying. That's why he said, don't worry about tomorrow what we're going to eat or wear and stuff like that. Because when God's taking care of you, you don't have to think about what you're going to do tomorrow. Just think about what he tell you to do today. So, you know, verse 4, what did God give Israel to satisfy their complaints? Didn't we just answer that? This is the real. Yeah. Yeah, he gave him quail and manna. Okay, number five. How much of the food were the children of Israel supposed to gather each day? And we just read that too. Just enough for their own household each day. Number six, if they gather more than they needed, what would happen to the food? I just said that too. I know. Okay, number seven. On the day before the Sabbath, how much food were they to gather?
Two omers, one for that day and then one for the Sabbath.
That's right. And what would happen with the extra that they would gather? Yeah, you answered it. So when were they to prepare the extra food? Let's see, when were they supposed to prepare the extra food?
Was it in the morning?
The day before. And that's just like we do now. That's how you're supposed to do the Sabbath. You're not supposed to cook anything or do anything on the Sabbath day. You're not supposed to cook. You're supposed to cook for the Sabbath day, the day before. And we just warm up the food on the Sabbath day. We don't even cook nothing. We warm it up. That's how you're supposed to do it. That's just the observance of the Sabbath. And it's good to know where to find that stuff at in the Bible. Because a lot of people be asking me a lot of questions about it and think that I'm a seven-day Adventist. Because I keep the Sabbath, that's not. I'm not. I be telling them all the time, I'm not. I just, it's the commandment of the Lord. And even though sometimes I have to go here or do this or do that, but I try my best to keep the Sabbath because it's one of the commandments. But, and we all doing better than what we was. How long did God provide this food for Israel?
Was it 40 years?
I couldn't hardly believe that, but I guess because they stayed in the wilderness 40 years. That's what the Bible said, 40 years. They ran around that desert for 40 years, and God fed them for 40 years. And just until, it said, until they got just to the border of the Canaan. And that's a long time. It wasn't supposed to take but probably 40 days. It wasn't probably supposed to take that long for them to get to Canaan. But they kept going in circles, I think. It's gonna tell us what happened in the Word. Because it shouldn't have took no 40 years. I mean, their shoes didn't wear out or nothing. God just provided for them all their things. But it's a lot more happened in the wilderness when they was in there. We'll be coming to that. Does anybody have anything to add to what we were talking about here? Because I want us to get a good understanding about it.
Well, I just wanted to talk about the murmuring and complaining that, you know, so many times we find ourselves doing. And, you know, we have to realize just like, you know, complaining and murmuring is a sin. And when we sin, you know, when we sin against God. And just like complaining and murmuring, you know, like Moses and Aaron said, like, y'all doing this to God.
We
just have to understand, you know, I know some stuff get rough, but, you know, hey, mm-hmm. Lord, I thank you anyway.
And
keep on moving. We just got to try our best not to complain, because God just really does not like that complaining and murmuring. It's just not good mm-hmm. for him. And they were being tested, and they were steady mm-hmm. failing their tests. And then on top of failing their tests, they was complaining.
Failed it for 40 years.
For 40 years. As soon as they came out that sea into the desert, which was wilderness, mm-hmm. you know, it was sin, you know, mm-hmm. but they mm-hmm. complained as soon mm-hmm. as they hit the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it just, you know, blew my mind slow. You know, I try not to complain, mm-hmm. but, you know, if my head hurt, my foot hurt, my leg hurt, my finger, I'm going to make sure I watch that.
Yeah, because we didn't all did it. I'm telling you, I was just doing today. I'm telling you. That right there, complaining, and you know, we don't call everything complaining. Well, we do, but I think it is. When we, I don't be trying to complain, but when you sit down and think about it after you didn't see it all, you didn't see it. You say, I'm just complaining. I need to be thankful. You know, you need to be more thankful that you even have strength. Cause I had went to Home Depot today and I got some 8 feet wood, landscaping wood, and already a young man put them on my cart when I was in there. And when I came out, when I was banned, I asked the young lady, I said, somebody out here to help me put this in my cart. She said, oh, yes, ma'am. They out there. When I went out there, they started running from me. And I started talking about them. Lord, forgive me. You know, I did, and I let them hurt me. They neither one of them came and helped me put them 8 feet logs in my wood in my car. I put it in there by myself. But I left the buggy in the middle of the street. And I know that wasn't right, and I asked God to forgive me for that, but it wasn't right what they did to me. So, like I said, I had the bell on the phone. He was fussing. And so, but I said that to say this, I was complaining, and I should have been saying, Lord, thank you for strength, giving me strength to handle this wood. That's what I should have been saying, but I was fussing and complaining and all that kind of stuff, and we have to be careful about that. I'm telling you, it's not good if we can just keep our mouth closed. You know what I'm saying? Just close our mouth, even when it hurts, because, you know, sometimes things hurt us and we start complaining. You know what I'm saying? My foot, my knee, just like you said. And then people say and do things to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? That should be trying to help you. But they saying things to hurt your feelings and stuff. But then the children of Israel, see, the thing is, when you complain against a man of God or the woman of God, or you murmuring against them, you talking about Jesus. You talking about the Lord. That's what it was, because he said, who are we you talking about? You ain't talking to me. You talking to God. And he hear y'all. He hear y'all. He was warning them, because you're going to see on down in the Exodus what he going to do to them, because they ain't going to stop talking about Moses. They ain't going to stop talking about Aaron. No, they not. And you're going to see what God going to do to them. Mm-hmm. You can't, especially when God is leading them. And not even when God ain't leading them. If they was called of God, Ain't nothing we can say about it. Yeah, she said, touch not my anointing, do my prophets no harm. Just step back off of them and leave them alone. Let God deal with them. But when they really belong to God, you better run. You better run. Like I told you, I was praying for that man next door. He stopped me this morning. Hi, Mr. Ed doing? I said, he's doing fine. I said, he's doing better. And he said, well, I want to give you my number. So, if, you know, y'all need me, y'all just call the number. I took his number, but, you know, I'm not going to call. You know, we don't do that. We'll call y'all, Lala, Chu, Ray, Q, we need y'all before we call anybody here. We're not just going to do that, you know, because I know it's the favor of God because I've been praying for him diligently. And I see him now every day. Do you hear me? Every day I wasn't seeing him, but once a week. Now I see him every day. That's you know, what prayer do. But we got to be careful complaining. I'm number one. I'm telling you because, like I say, I feel my feelings hurt because my family is not here. And my feelings hurt again because his family don't help. So I be saying, Lord, you got me here. And these people, well, we ain't got nobody to help us. And I run in there to the table. Hey, you need to call somebody. I can't even put my other ring up on the door. Just complaining. And you can hear the Lord in my spirit. You better go and sit down. I'll be running to the bed. I'm telling you, it's something with this complaining and murmuring. And we don't always know we're doing it. But sometimes we do because we'll start talking, sounding like a broken record. Mm-hmm. Anybody else got in comment? And God is showing you how he feeds them quail. Now, baby, quail is expensive. You go into Snoop or whatever store y'all got there and look for quail. It's there. I don't know about the manna, but the quail is there because they usually eat it on a Christmas morning. Christmas morning, quail always is breakfast. And quail, gravy, and biscuit, rice. That's Christmas morning breakfast, quail. Mm-hmm. That's what the people, old people do down in the South. They cook quail. That was some, you know, high-priced meat, good to the taste. Them mothers could cook that. Grandmother could cook it with some biscuits and gravy. It was good. Mm-hmm. But that God letting us know that he'll feed us the best food. All we got to do is keep his commandments. He'll do for us way better than we can do for ourselves if we keep his commandments. People say, we can't keep our own commandments. Yes, we can. We can keep them. Well, if you keep one, you have to keep them all. That's what he wrote them for us to keep. They talking about all the ones in Leviticus and all that. No, I'm talking about the Ten Commandments and them last two. We can keep them. Mm-hmm. And when we can't, you know, because we human, we repent and turn from whatever it was. We just repent. Like last week or whatever day week it was, I wasn't in the house on the Sabbath. I repented. And I have to repent. I might have to repent this Saturday, but I doubt it this Saturday. But maybe the next Saturday. No, I'm not going to do it on a Saturday. I'm going to do it on a Tuesday. I just try to keep it because I didn't first know about it. And now when God get ready for you to learn something or know about something new, he going to make sure you do. He going to make sure you know. And when apostle was telling me about it, I was like, man, don't come here with that crappy stuff. What you talking about, man? I ain't got time for all this stuff. What you talking about? He was saying, you got to start staying in on a Saturday. That's the Sabbath. I said, the Sabbath always been on a Sunday. Then I had looked it up once because I studied religion, different religions in seminary. And I heard something about Constantine had changed it today because he had something to do. So that's how the Sabbath got changed. But then I still wasn't keeping them because I came out of that and I didn't, you know, even think about it no more. But once you learn to do better, we have to do it better. We have to do better because when we know, when he allow us to find out, then we can't say, God, we didn't know. We didn't know. He said, yeah, I sent somebody, and they told you what it was. So that's why a lot of times I don't care. They could say I'm a Seventh-day Adventist because I keep the Sabbath. I don't care what they say. I sure don't. I'm keeping what the Word of God say. Anybody else got something to add to it? Because this is just loaded with stuff. It's loaded. And when I tell you, because we act out like a prophet Stella was saying, they was going through so many tests. We'd be going through tests right today, and we just fail them just gracefully. And God just let it come. Because I remember when I was young, I used to say, I'd be going through this stuff over and over and over, never thought about it was a test. Said, it's the same old stuff I'm going through again and again. Because when you go through your test, you have to go through them gracefully. You can't go through that stuff and you all mad and mean and stuff. I'm telling you, God taught me that. God taught me. When I was hungry, I used to be hungry every day in Florida. Every day. I went to Paula White Ministry. I was so hungry, they turned me around like I was a, I don't know what. I said, just give me a loaf of bread. They wouldn't even do that. But God took care of me. He did. He said, be obedient. Do what I tell you to do. I did. I sure did. Go down there to that Christian bookstore and go in there. They got bagels cut up and coffee free. I went right down there and ate. Then before we left out there, was a white man in there saying he was a prophet. So God had gave him instructions. And his wife took us to Dairy Queen to eat some hot dogs, chili dogs. So I know God, he will supply manna, bread and manna, because he supplied it for me when I didn't know nobody in the city. Nobody. God did. And, you know, you wonder why, well, you went way to Florida. No, I was sent way there. It's like I am now. You know, it's like I'm always the one that always has to leave home, like Abraham. I'm like, okay, God, Michigan? But it's God's business. So I don't try to understand, and I don't try to, you know, because who am I? Abraham was the father of everybody. You know, so who am I? He had to go away, and I did too. You know, so I appreciate whatever lesson and appreciate it. I'm telling you, I appreciate it. When you meet all these different people in your life, like what they doing and they going through and all this kind of stuff, but it looked like I was just more grateful back then because I had that heart attack and stuff, and I was really focused on what God wanted me to do. And that's what we have to be. We have to be focused and listening. But that, you couldn't tell them nothing. They going to get mad. They probably were some black people. And I don't know why I'm talking about white and black tonight, but they probably was people of color because they was complaining so bad, and they kept wanting to fight Moses, talk about Moses and his wife and all this
kind of thing. They just got through singing a song of Thanksgiving.
They sure did. That was true.
Yeah, but, you know, who wouldn't serve a God like that? You know, he, even though they complained, he still provided. He made a way. He continued to show the miracles. And they still complained.
Yep.
So they probably was some black folks.
Yeah, because, you know, we can do it. You know, we can do it. Hey, I ain't doing nothing else. I ain't walking down another step. Ain't no water out here in this desert. I ain't going. I'm already hot, turning blacker than I'm already.
Soon as they got there. Soon as they got there.
That's a shame. But I'm telling you, it's amazing how much patience God had with us. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All my life, I know I just been something else. I'm telling you, I used to sit at the bar and hear him say, "What you doing in here?" I'm telling you. And I'm like, I'm finna have some fun. I answer right back because I didn't know who I was talking to at that point. I knew it wasn't God because I knew God wasn't in no tavern, but it was him talking in my spirit, man, was like, what are you doing in here? We finna leave. I'm going. You can stay. I'm going to get out here. You know, so, but if we just listen and be obedient to the Lord, I'm telling you, but we don't, when we get to a certain age, because when we in our teens and stuff, I mean, we don't, we know God exists and all that from our parents and stuff, but we don't, we haven't really experienced him like a grown-up have. But when we hit the 30s, he almost have our undivided attention, because I think I got, you know, I had already been shot. I think I had the heart attack or something. I was ready. I was ready before then because I was going through a lot, but I was ready before I had that heart attack. Mm-hmm. But I was working at in Washington Park at that church's kitchen, and it was crazy out there with them games and stuff. I was just like, Lord, you got to take care of me. Mm-hmm. But this story right here, I can just study that some more, which I am, because it's going to get better. You all going to see next week, Thursday, it's going to be more and it's going to be better. It's going to be really good. And I thank and praise God just to know that the complaints didn't just start now. They've been complaining at the beginning. The word of God saying ain't nothing new under the sun. They've been complaining for years and they still doing it. They've been going through tests for years. Even when you get through, like Prophet Seller say, they just got through thanking God and singing and dancing, thanking God, and went right back around and start complaining. Yeah, he ain't nothing. He just fed us a little bit, gave us a little water, and then left. And he right there listening to him. And then when Moses told him, go over there to somewhere, the Lord wanted to talk to you, and then they seen his glory over there. They was like, oh, Lord. Mm-hmm, that's the way we do now. Mm-hmm. But that was good. Anyone else have anything before we go? Amen. So we're going to get ready to close out. That was so good. I wish we could have kept on going. That was good. But anyway.
No.
Yeah, we're going to get ready to close out. I just thank and praise God. Father, I just give you praise now for your word. I give you praise for opening up our understanding in the name of Jesus. I just ask you today to speak clearly to us, Lord. We want to understand everything you're trying to tell us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover each one under the sound of my voice, every member of the End Time Men and Women of War, Global Ministries, each member of Life Support and the Life Support in the Prayer Room Ministries, I ask you to cover them and their families, Lord, and in camp angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Then, Lord, just bless. We just thank you right now. We ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say we be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Y'all have a good and blessed night. And I will see you back here on Thursday at the same time. And we need to be praying for our prophet Martin. That's who's going to bring the word on Sunday. By the grace of God, keep us in your prayers.
Amen.
God bless. Uh-huh. Amen. Love y'all. Good night.
Love you too. Good night.
Love you too. Good night.
Good night.
Love you too. Good night.